Such a wonderful vibration this morning. I thought twice about speaking English. Here comes the English. Anyway, moving into English out of the wonderful bliss of our Homa. As most of you know, when we stopped in Malaysia on our way back from Mauritius and we met with the president of the Malaysia Hindu Sangham, Mr. Vaitilingam, he invited us to come back to Malaysia to be one of the speakers at an event that the Malaysia Hindu Sangham is arranging, which they're calling a Hindu Renaissance event, which is scheduled for January 26th. So January 26th sounds like a long time away, right? We've got 2.5 months, lots of time to prepare. Well, they sent a little email yesterday. Could you please send a copy of your talk so we can get you a visa? So all of a sudden, my 2.5 months of preparation vanished. And I have about 2 days instead. So thought I'd share some thoughts this morning in terms of initial thoughts on this area and help get some feedback and ideas from all of you just by your sitting there and thinking about what I say gives me ideas. So Malaysia Hindu Sangham is concerned about a very specific problem, fraudulent evangelical conversion. Very specific problem. The president very carefully distinguished between the Christian groups in Malaysia, which the Malaysia Hindu Sangham gets along with very well and has respect for, and they respect Malaysia Hindu Sangham in return, such as the Catholic groups, the mainstream groups like Presbyterian and so forth. It's only this one particular area of Christianity that they're concerned about, and specifically it's some very charismatic evangelical preachers who are coming from India, and they're holding big rallies and going around to the various cities in Malaysia. And if you watch carefully in all the different towns, every night the same person, the same blind person, gets their sight back. It's the same person every night. Somehow he becomes blind again the next morning and is cured again the following night. Well, not a very good cure. Anyway, I'm just joking. The idea is the person, of course, isn't blind in the first place. He's just pretending to be blind and pretending to be healed. Likewise, with people that are crippled and so forth, they're not really getting healed. But it's part of the presentation, and it is winning over some converts from Hinduism. So rather than have an anti-conversion rally, they're having a Hindu Renaissance rally. So it's a little bit like thinking of an analogy, which I'll try and develop. It's not in the talk yet, but an analogy of prevention versus cure. So in medicine, of course, we try and strengthen the immune system. We take our vitamin C, we take our echinacea when cold season comes around. We try and prevent ourselves from getting the cold or the flu in the first place. The other approach is you just wait till you get it and then you have to cure it. So they're taking the prevention approach. Maybe we can strengthen something in the first place so the problem doesn't occur. So that's the reason they're focusing on Hindu Renaissance. Very interesting timing that in Tamil Nadu, an anti-conversion bill was passed just a few days ago. The legislature, to be more precise, the legislature of Tamil Nadu passed a bill against conversion. So specifically, to read our own HPI, it says, Chief Minister Jayalalitha, commenting on the legislation, said that it was not directed against any particular religion or minorities, but that there was no provision under the IPC, which doesn't explain what that is, to prevent conversions, and therefore the government felt the need for a legislation to curb conversions through force and allurement. So those are the key words, force and allurement, such as giving money or giving privileges that you don't have, such as schools or hospitals, giving access to those kinds of things which you don't have now. But if you become of that religion, all of a sudden you have these privileges or allurements. Those changing religion on their own volition will not be covered under this legislation. So as part of the preparation for this talk, I was looking through our best resource, of course, regarding conversion, which is How to Become a Hindu. And I happened to come across a statement that Gurudeva made in the book, which I forgot about. It says, in India today, the problems of forced or deceitful conversions are so prevalent that the government is trying to pass a law to prohibit such tactics, like the laws that already exist in Nepal. We hope such legislation is passed not only in India, but wherever similar problems exist. So Gurudeva must be happy. We'll have to send him a note. You can send him send him a note, Arumugaswami. Send him that HPI. And the book was published 2 years ago, so I imagine he said that more than that. Maybe 3 or 4 years ago he made that statement, but it's finally come to pass, at least in Tamil Nadu. And it shows it's right in line with Gurudeva's thinking. They're using the word forced and allurement. He said forced or deceitful. A very similar concept. Swami Dayananda Saraswati commented on the legislation. I thought I'd read a little bit from him. He's the only Swami from whom we have comments at the moment. He says, I welcome the promulgation of the ordinance by the government of Tamil Nadu to ban religious conversions by use of force or by allurements or by any fraudulent means. This is a long-awaited step, a step that ensures for the citizens of Tamil Nadu the most basic of human rights. And he goes into a fairly long description of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights and how it fits in with that, but we'll skip that and move on. With the conversion experience come shame, isolation, deep personal conflict, and ultimately the seeds for discord. History testifies to the devastating loss of rich and diverse cultures, gone forever in the aftermath of religious conversion. I appeal to the political leadership of all other states in India to promulgate similar laws and make sure that all possibilities of religious conflict are avoided and the tradition of religious harmony in India is maintained. So that's a very strong statement. It's nice to see that he's taking a strong position on that.